motor car as the supreme form of privacy has been threatened, in fact, superseded by television. You know, television brings the outside inside, and it takes the inside outside. It pulls the rug out, or the highway out, from under the car. It deprives the car of its rationale and its meaning. If the car had not lost its real meaning in our lives, there would be no oil price hikes. That is, nobody would even dream of allowing the oil price hikes to occur. The rise in oil prices, of course, is a promotional deal. There's no question. I mean, that's well known, but it is something that could not have happened if the car had not already been obsolete. The car has lost its place in the heart of the people. That doesn't mean it's going to disappear overnight. Not at all. All it means is the effects of the car are disappearing, and privacy and service environments are part of the effects. When I say the medium is the message, I'm saying that the motor car is not a medium. Everybody up to this point, even you, Jerry, thinks TV is the medium. TV is not the medium. He explains. When I say the medium is the message, I'm saying that the motor car is not a medium. The medium is the highway, the factories, and the oil companies. That is the medium. In other words, the medium of the car is the effects of the car. When you pull the effects away, the meaning of the car is gone. The car as engineering object has nothing to do with these effects. The car is a figure in a ground of services. It's when you change the ground that you change the car. The car does not operate as the medium, but rather as one of the major effects. I'll read that again. The car does not operate as the medium, but rather as one of the major effects of the medium. So, quote, "the medium is the message" is not a simple remark, and I've always hesitated to explain it. It really means a hidden environment of services created by an innovation, and the hidden environment of services is the thing that changes people. It is the environment that changes people, not the technology. Now, you know, anybody who ever teaches technology in media, McLuhan says that technology changes the people. He's pointing out it's the environment, the hidden ground of services and disservices that changes people, not the technology. That's right, he says the artist always will do anything to get attention. So he did all this, his books, not to get attention, and then see where it can go.